This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Lori Vallow Daybell has just been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for brutally murdering her two kids in Idaho. Judge Stephen Boyce.
They were found dead, burned, mutilated, and dismembered, and buried like animals. After you knew they were dead, you collected public-funded assistance payments meant for them, and that was blood money you kept for yourself.
She also conspired to kill her husband's first wife, Tammy Daybell, Tammy's sister, Samantha Guimil.
You will have to live in your prison cell for the rest of your life. You are not an exalted being, and there's no huge event that is going to save you. No jail walls are going to fall so you can leave. No angels are coming to rescue you.
Prosecutors say she was driven by dark religious beliefs.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
The man who played Pee Wee Herman for years has died from cancer. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
He was the eccentric man-child character Pee Wee Herman.
My mistake!
Actor Paul Reubens became a cultural phenomenon through films and TV shows, including Pee-wee's Playhouse, a show he created, earning him Emmy Awards from 1986 to 1991. But in 1991, he was arrested for exposing himself during a screening of a porn movie at a theater in Florida. A decade later, he was arrested again, charged with possession of child pornography.
Paul Reubens was 70 years old. The newest defendant in former President Trump's classified documents case made his first appearance today in court. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Carlos de Oliveira, the longtime Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker, made his first appearance in this federal case in which he is now the third defendant in the first ever federal prosecution of a former U.S. president. De Oliveira did not yet have local Florida counsel, so his arraignment has been pushed to August 10th.
Trials set for next May. A break from the heat now in the Southwest.
For the first time in over a month, Phoenix is likely not to hit 110 degrees today. They have been above it every day since June 30th, and this may be the first day that they are without it. So is the heat gone? No, it's just on hiatus. It'll be back by the end of the week, unfortunately, for Arizona.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the heat's moved south. Federal health officials are testing treatments for long COVID. Reporter Alexander Tin.
The first round of studies will test Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment pills in addition to some new devices and applications aimed at resolving neurological issues.
Future studies will focus on fatigue. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For 105.7 WCFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. No one is hurt after a house fire in Chippewa Falls on Saturday. The Chippewa Falls Fire Department said that a cat and a dog were rescued from the fire, but no people were hurt. The fire caused about $75,000 in damage and likely started in the kitchen, with fire damage kept to the first floor of the home on the 800 block of Dover Street. The fire department said that the fire is under investigation. One person is dead after a crash in Rusk County on Friday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened on Highway 40 near Hutchinson Road in the town of Big Bend, or about 6 miles southwest of Bruce. The crash involved a pickup truck and a semi-truck, with the pickup truck driver found dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver was treated for injuries and released. The crash is being investigated. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says today will be pleasant, with temperatures getting to around 80 degrees. We'll warm up by midweek when storm chances return. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night, and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station
and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some good news today, some freebies. We've got some freebies. Baseball tickets. We have baseball tickets this coming weekend. The Brewers are playing the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch is Thursday night. We have four tickets. First pitch, 6:15 p.m. Thursday night. Pittsburgh Pirates. First come, first serve. Call this number, 844-967-2789. Ask Calvin. Calvin is the man. He decides how they're distributed. Remember something else. If you're a Brewer fan like I am, and you like to listen to it live, you can listen to it live on Civic Media. In a couple of places, and obviously if you're not in these places, you can listen to it by on your computer by just going on Civic Media and live streaming it from these places. But first one is Oshkosh Air Support, Fox River Valley. You can hear live Brewer games. 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Or you can hear it in Richland Center, WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, Richland Center, the home of Todd Albo, my good friend and a great, great host here at Civic Media. The Brewers are in contention. They had a tough series. Yes, they did down in Atlanta, but they're doing well and they should do well against the Pirates. These are the best seats in the house. Got a lot of history to talk about, a lot of history in the making. History is made every second of every day, whether you're asleep or awake and paying attention or not paying attention. We're going to start, unfortunately, with Donald Trump again. Donald Trump held a rally over the weekend in Erie, Pennsylvania. Held one in Iowa, too. The clown rally. And I'll tell you what. In that rally, he attacked everybody, including all the other candidates. Here's what he said. You know, he's a very threatening, vengeful guy. His campaign is a revenge tour. His campaign, Will Hurd of Texas, former congressman, said it best, said that he's running for president to stay out of prison. He's running for president to stay out of prison. He's frightened to death. And if he ever got in, he would take revenge. That's what he does. In any event, he threatened. He said, I will endorse your opponent in a primary any Republican who doesn't support investigating Joe Biden. That means that when McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, to buy time away from the right-wing nuts that control him and his party, when Kevin McCarthy introduces an impeachment resolution or some kind of investigation resolution, anybody that doesn't vote for it, Trump will primary. Now, how well that will work remains to be seen, but he's trying to scare Republicans. But he made another threat that's much more serious. And remember, this is our foreign policy. He said, any Republican, quote, who doesn't vote to halt all Ukraine aid until Biden, Joe Biden, quote, cooperates, end quote, in the investigation of him, he will primary. Now, let's unpack that for a second. This is a guy, and this is a traitor to the United States, by the way, but this is a guy who claims he wants to be president. Will Hurd said he wants to be president. He's running to stay out of prison. And Hurd was exactly correct. He got booed by the rabble in Iowa who were at this rally. But in any event, to say that you are going to attack primary, in other words, Hurd, any Republican who doesn't vote immediately to halt all aid to Ukraine, who are resisting a genocide. It's not a war. It's not a war, an invasion. It's a genocide. That anybody who doesn't vote to right now to halt all aid for Ukraine until Joe Biden, beyond the control of Zelensky or anyone else, personally decides to, quote, cooperate in this fake investigation of him, Trump will primary. Trump will primary. You know, this is beyond treason, beyond insanity. And people who support Trump, publicly support Trump after this. You know, I'm tempted to say they deserve our contempt. A lot of these people have been lied to and they believed it. But enough's enough, for God's sake. Enough's enough. He called all the other candidates clowns and demanded that they drop out immediately. I get lathered up just talking about this. We're going to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to you all. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today, Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good afternoon, Matt. What is it going to take from the Democrats to stand up and say, how many millions are you going to charge us with this sham investigation on Biden to kind of take some of the heat off of Trump? We know what you're doing. We know it's going to cost the taxpayers millions, maybe billions if you add all the false investigations up that they've come up with. How long do we just roll over and listen to this nonsense? I hear Fox, oh, they're getting close, oh, this and that. And, of course, these people feed off of that, kind of like the Jim Jones of America. They just feed off of it. They drink that Kool-Aid. They swallow it all. But yet, our side, the guy I give credit is Biden. He said they want to impeach me because the economy's too good. I like that. That's what we need. We need more of that. Right back in their face. Right back in their face. But yet, American taxpayers are footing the bill for these clowns. Even the clown that we've got in the Popcorn King in Wisconsin, he's sitting on $7 billion of my tax dollars and your tax dollars and all the listeners' tax dollars. That clown's sitting on it. And he refuses to give our money back. We got to challenge these clowns. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I think, I'll be honest, I think the Democrats have been too passive. They've been too gentlemanly and ladylike. And you know something? This is not that kind of era. I mean, look, Tommy Tuberville is holding up 650 by the end of the year flag appointments, decapitating our military. And the Republican Party backs him, but there's not a single, not one senator of the other 99 who have publicly said we've got to get rid of this single veto rule where any member of the House of Lords can veto everything. Not one talks the way you do, Bill of Oconomowoc, and not one talks the way I do. They bury their head and think someone else will do it. For Trump to get up and say, I will primary anybody who doesn't immediately vote to cut off aid to Ukraine until Biden, quote, cooperates, end quote, in a fake investigation, that's treason. Call it treason. For God's sake, call it treason. Going back to Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
A lot on my mind. Thanks, Matt, for the great show and your great caller there. I'll tell you that, you know, to me, this is disturbing. I mean, this isn't political. This is downright attack on the American people. And the Republicans are involved, the mega Republicans, and those who are too afraid to open their goddamn mouths. They know what Trump did. They were involved in a lot of it. And they know who's paying for this. They need to get the big money donors. They need to, this is a threat to our homeland security, our national security, when they are spreading these deceptive lies, and these people believe them because guess what? They trust them. And when you get two realities coming at you, how do you decide? How do you decide when elected officials who take an oath of office stand in there lying to you in your face, and those people that are running for office, Nikki Haley, the whole dang bunch of them, saying, oh, America just needs to move on. Oh, there's just a divide in our country. Give me a break. They are making the divide. They are lying to the people, and they need to be held accountable, and they can't get this thing moving fast enough because the people believe that if somebody commits a crime, they're going to get arrested. How long has Trump been loose, raising havoc? How long have the Republicans been lying, holding farce, trials against a president that's trying to do the best job? And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Spreading lies, showing porn pictures of his son who don't even work in there. These guys need to be stopped. Thank you, Matt. Right. I didn't mean to
Thank you, Jane.
This is ridiculous.
Beautiful call, as always. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, I've been puzzling over this this economic growth argument that they're talking about. They're saying that people aren't feeling it. Well, I finally saw the right charts on TV, and now I know why it's going on. Last year, 2022, we had inflation exceeding wage increases, which, of course, makes sense because inflation happens first, and then the wage increases catch up. And this year, wages are exceeding inflation, so people are beginning to finally feel like the economy is moving in their direction. So the polls that have this conflicted view of things that are going well or they're going terrible, depending on who you talk about it, that's what's going on. The economists are out to lunch. They do not have a clue what's going on.
Right. Let me just jump in on that. I want to pick up on something because that was very profound. Inflation has been falling every month for a year. Biden is doing a better job on inflation than anybody else in the world. And inflation is an international thing, not an American thing. Unemployment is lower than it's been since 1969. The stock market's going through the roof. Wages are going up. There's full employment. When people say that they think the economy isn't good, they don't know what they're talking about. But if they're saying that, that means the Trump and the Republicans are somehow getting through to them. We've got to be a lot more aggressive about stopping them. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 83. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 59. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-60s. For Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 88.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, Todd, these guys are just bullies. I mean, the Republicans today, I mean, I just, and part of the reticence on behalf of here in the state of Wisconsin, of Josh Cole not going after the fake electors and everybody connected with them, just encourages them. I mean, that, for God's sakes, you got Republicans today who probably thought Liberty Valance was a hero and the man who shot Liberty Valance, and probably wept when Liberty Valance was shot by actually by John Wayne. But I mean, here's a bully, the guy who is using intimidation as a political tool. And that's what Republicans today use in as a political tool. I mean, there's constantly the threat of violence and underlying most of what they say. And yet they project that, oh, it's the liberals that are so violent. Well, nonsense. I mean, trying to say now the same. Oh, that, you know, there's another right winger out there saying, "Oh, the January 6th was just a false flag operation to embarrass Donald Trump." It just is real, you know, that somebody like that isn't laughed off the air and just immediately canceled is just beyond me. I mean, you've got a right to freedom of speech in this country, but you don't have the right to just out and out lie without suffering the consequences of it. I mean, yes, there's freedom of speech, but you take the consequences of your speech.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a warm-up act over the weekend. Now, this is amazing. There was a warm-up act, and there was a fellow named, he's a right-wing sort of nut type of guy. I think his name is, Alvarez. And despite the name, he's a real right-winger. And this guy goes, somebody shouts out of the crowd, "We've got to kill all liberals and rhino globalists." In other words, Democrats and Republicans who are mainstream and don't support Trump. And this guy goes, I'm with you on that. Kill. Then when they talk to him about it afterwards, he goes, "Well, I didn't say that." And they said, "Well, we have you on audio. You said you agree with that." And he said, "Well, I guess I didn't hear him." You see, what they do is they say things, then they lie and say they didn't say things. And then they promote violence, and then they say they didn't promote violence, that somehow the Democrats vote. This was a Nazi tactic, by the way. It's right out of a Nazi playbook. In other words, you accuse your opponent of what you're doing. You accuse your opponent of what you're doing, and then you just lie. And a lot of their propaganda said the bigger the lie, the better. If somebody repeats a big lie over and over again, a certain percentage of people will believe it, a very large percentage. They will believe it. And the biggest lie here is that the election in 2020 was rigged and that Trump won. Now, that's a massive lie of Nazi proportions, and it's being repeated by Trump. He repeated it this weekend in Iowa and in Pennsylvania, this weekend. I'm talking like the day before yesterday. And his acolytes do the same thing. And lest you think that somehow this is an aberration, let me tell you something. I've used this statistic before, but it's mind-boggling, and I'm going to say it again. In polling, going back, I think it was to Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, at any given time in any presidency, whether it was successful, not good or bad, 30% of the people polled thought the president should be impeached and removed from office. They thought that about Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama to the present. 30%. 30%. The records, the lowest of all of them, believe it or not, was Clinton. Only about 28% wanted him impeached and removed from office. The highest, and I think this had racial overtones, was Obama. I think this was 32%. So when you say that X percent want Trump and they don't want Biden, or they think Biden should be not, but what's different is during that polling period, there was nobody saying that people should be killed. There were people that said that in politics in 1861 and two. We do not want that again. And let me tell you something else. Somebody mentioned, one of the callers, that the fake electors are not being prosecuted in the state, even though they're being prosecuted in Georgia, and they're in Michigan, and they're about to be prosecuted in Georgia. That was an important statement. I'll tell you why. It's now, there's a conspiracy going on even today. Right now, in the Mar-a-Lago case, this guy Olivera says that he can't find local counsel. He wants to delay the case. Trump is paying for Olivera's fees and this Nauta. This is coordinated. They are going to delay that beyond the election by playing things off. If this were happening in Milwaukee, Milwaukee judge, guy comes in, I can't find local counsel, then I'm going to appoint you a public defender right away. He'll be your local counsel, and you're going to pay him. That's it. I mean, just, but this woman down there, this Mercedes Cannon, won't drive it along. The fake electors were a conspiracy. The fake electors were a conspiracy. Stephanie Madison, my friend, we have a little bit of time before the break.
Okay, here I am. Well, I'll just add on to the comments about the continuous denials. Oh, I didn't say that. Well, I really didn't, blah, blah, blah. You know, now they can also try to claim AI or deep fakes, which is kind of a scary thing. I'll tell you, as stressed out as I am, and I'm dealing with some things that are just stressing me out, I'm listening to you guys, and I hope other people listen carefully and they understand what you're saying and they pass it on. We got to push back. This is just
thank you.
Awful.
Thank you, Stephanie. That's a great call. I appreciate it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such soul. Return the sender. Return.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Lori Vallow Daybell will spend the rest of her life in prison for killing her kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife, Tammy Daybell's aunt, Vicky.
Not another birthday, Christmas, the birth of a grandchild, graduation from preschool. No seeing pictures of prom, first dates, or weddings.
Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman, has died of cancer at 70.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
That's from his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. His career spanned decades despite controversy. Carlos de Oliveira, who's now the third defendant in former President Trump's classified documents case, is set to be arraigned next week on federal charges. CBS's Robert Costa.
De Oliveira, the property manager at Mar-a-Lago, is facing charges including conspiracy to obstruct justice and lying to investigators.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 WCFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. No one is hurt after a house fire in Chippewa Falls on Saturday. The Chippewa Falls Fire Department said that a cat and a dog were rescued from the fire, but no people were hurt. The fire caused about $75,000 in damage and likely started in the kitchen, with fire damage kept to the first floor of the home on the 800 block of Dover Street. The fire department said that the fire is under investigation. One person is dead after a crash in Rusk County on Friday. The sheriff's office said the crash happened on Highway 40 near Hutchinson Road in the town of Big Bend, or about 6 miles southwest of Bruce. The crash involved a pickup truck and a semi-truck, with the pickup truck driver found dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver was treated for injuries and released. The crash is being investigated. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says today will be pleasant, with temperatures getting to around 80 degrees. We'll warm up by midweek when storm chances return. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5
The Tap.
93.5
The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up our last segment, why I think it's so important to prosecute the fake electors in this state. They're being prosecuted in Michigan, and they're about to be prosecuted by a DA, not even an attorney general, in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. You have to look at the totality of the conspiracy that almost worked, and now it is in full bore. Again, what it was the six swing states, each ginned up fake crooked electors. They falsely signed official looking documents saying they were the electors. They sent them into the Senate and the archives. They sent them into the U.S. government. That was false. The idea was that they would be given to Pence. Pence would get up there. And even though it's ceremonial, he'd say, I'm in doubt. I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. How say you, House? How say you, House? And they would get up and say, we get one vote, a delegation. There are 50 states, 50 delegations, 27 of them or so. have a Republican majority. The big ones like New York and California still only get one vote. So how say you? And then 27 votes for Trump, 23 for Biden. And then Pence would say, I declare Trump the president. Popular vote doesn't matter. The electoral vote doesn't matter because the legislators decide who are the electors in the Constitution. And you have a crooked Supreme Court with crooked Clarence Thomas as a swing vote right now, by the way. Three of those justices have already said they think that's the case, what I just set out. And people say, what about precedent? Well, 1876, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes lost, but he was an abolitionist Republican and Sam Tilden was a Democrat, i.e. a Southerner, suspect on slavery. The people who won the Civil War weren't about to turn it back over to them. So they said, they went through the charade that I just told you. And then they said, okay, as a deal, we will withdraw federal troops from the South and we will put an end to Reconstruction and you can put in Jim Crow and murder black people for 100 years. That's what happened. And the clowns wanted that to happen again. Now down in Mar-a-Lago, it's happening this time. Trump is controlling all his co-defendants. He's paying their fees. Every one of them, this guy Oliveira, Nauta, both, you know, these are low, small fish. All they have to say is, yeah, he told me to say this and I said it, but here's what happened. They won't go to jail. But Trump lawyers who are paid by Trump are telling him, you don't have to rat on the big man. And they will end up going to jail. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the authoritarian from Colombia, first generation, with authoritarian instincts, kneeling before El Gordo, will keep delaying this thing because they say they can't find local counsel. What, in Miami, they can't find local counsel? Are you kidding me? She won't put in a public defender to get it going. She won't put in a protective order telling him to stop threats to murder Jack Smith and his wife. Do you see how this is still ongoing? Do you see how this is still ongoing? We have a chance right now to prosecute the fake electors. We're doing it in Michigan. We're doing it in Georgia. We've got to do it in Wisconsin. I'm not confident that in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, they will. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. Get going. For God's sake, get going. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, man, how you doing? I want to say, is there any way, doesn't Josh call in charge of that?
Yes.
The fake electors?
Yes.
So what if we all get, couldn't we all like go online and like send an email, massive email saying, hey, we need you to investigate this.
Yes. Well, not only that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Go ahead and do it the minute you hang up. I had a caller call in. I think it was Mary of Madison. I forget who it was. And she said, I called over there and they said, go on the website and there's some kind of form and say you want to prosecute it. I don't know why it takes that, to be very honest with you. I mean, the Michigan pleadings are of record. You can download them. Georgia is going to be doing it soon. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. The trial would be 10 years from now. For God's sake, let's get going. Curtis, thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show today. I'm glad you're bringing this to light. You know, if it wouldn't have been for Ilgadorn, this state would have flipped. I mean, who would have stopped him? Johnson would. Enough fits, not in the congressional district, but too. As long as I'm talking about that, there's two other subjects here. I don't want to get you too sidetracked, but this clown, Van Orton, I mean, to stand in the halls of Congress and yell at, I do believe it's high school kids. I don't know how this guy got elected. That takes a lot of courage to stand around chastise high school kids. I hope they use that in the next election over there. I do believe it's the 7th. And the other thing is, what in the world is going down in Mexico here today? The Republicans want to go to war. I don't know what else is going on there. But with that, I don't want to get shotgun all kinds of subjects here. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, a couple of things before we go to our next topic. I mean, I will deal with the Van Orden thing. The Mexico thing we can deal with some other time. The Van Orden thing, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, both of them together rebuked Derek Van Orden. That's very rare. Derek Van Orden's a Republican. Mitch McConnell's a Republican. He was rebuked. For those of you who haven't looked at the news, what he did was he was coming through the Capitol Rotunda. Apparently, this is some kind of thing he does for constituents. It's a beer and food thing. And I don't know how many brewskis he had. So, you know, but that's not a defense. That's not a defense. And a bunch of high school kids who were Senate pages. They were Senate pages. And this was the next to the last day. And they were taking pictures of souvenirs. And they're taking pictures of the rotunda, the ceiling. It's very historical. And the way you do it, if you're just an amateur with your phone, you lie on your back on the floor and you take pictures. Well, he saw these kids lying on the floor and he called them lazy, begins with an S, H-I-T-S, S, lazy, that, and to get the F up, and he used the full word. Now, these are kids, these are high school kids. They were full of themselves about what great it was to be a Senate page. They're lazy S's. He says this to them. He used obscenities and to get the F up. And he scared them, quite frankly. Well, he said afterwards as his refutation, Schumer said he was shocked at his even, he didn't apologize, refusal to apologize. You know what his response was? He said, the quote, the Capitol should not be treated as a frat house, common room, end quote. Hey, dude. Hey, Derek Van Orden, this is me, not a high school kid. You helped invade the Capitol. You went behind police lines and then you lied about it and you used campaign cash to pay your way out there. Who told you you can do that? And then you went beyond the police lines. You think the Capitol is so sacred? You think the Capitol is so sacred? Why did you and thugs invade it? Why did you go up there? You don't give a horse's patoot about the Capitol. And I don't care if your next defense is you had a couple of brewskis. You have a couple of brewskis, you don't say F and S to high school kids. Let me tell you something else about the guy. He carried a loaded gun through a Des Moines airport and pled to a misdemeanor. He crossed the police lines on January 6th. You know, hey, guys, in the 3rd District, I know Democrats, a lot of them. I know Republicans, some of them. Can anybody come up with a better candidate for the Republicans than a guy who says F to high school kids and S to high school kids and carries a loaded gun through an airport, pleads to a misdemeanor, and crosses police lines, and then he goes, oh, I think the Capitol is so sacred. If you thought it was so darn sacred, why did you invade it on January 6th? There is a candidate, a Democrat, this Rebecca Cook. Been impressed with her aggressiveness in a good way. Very personable. She can take him on. And there are some other good Democrats whose names have been thrown out. So we're going to stand by and watch. But I'll tell you what. The 3rd Congressional District is a very independent district. Very independent district. A lot of them voted for Jimmy Carter in 76. He's a peanut farmer, a lot of farmers over there. They may think they're conservative on some things, but they don't like people using that kind of language to high school kids who are Senate pages or anybody, any other high school kids. They don't like people who think they're above the law. They can bring a loaded gun through an airport. Everybody knows you can't do that through security. And cross police lines when 5 people died and officers were kicked in the head and had brain damage. Going to the lines, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind in Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt. I happened to, this morning, happened to watch a replay of Trump's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, I believe it was. And anyway, he's talking about DeSantis. And he says, I got the SOB elected. And he didn't use the word initials. He used the whole word.
Oh, God.
He said the whole word.
Yeah.
So there's some more Republican vulgarities tossing around. So,
yeah, he spews vulgarity and curse words. He threatens violence. This is the presidency we're talking about. This is the presidency we're talking about. And the thing, it really goes beyond all of that. There was a conspiracy to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. You've got to understand, this is not just a bunch of yahoos that went up on January 6th and that was it. It was not it. That had been planned for a long time. Trump had been, he looked at the polls, he knew he was losing. And starting in the late summer, he said, this is a rigged election. He said it. This is a rigged election and we are not going to stand for it. When he lost, he acknowledged the people he lost, but he kept saying and lying that he had won the election. He did not win the election. The Green Bay sweep was the Rutherford Hayes model from 1876. We are going to put people who say that they are the electors, even though they weren't. And they're going to go in and Pence is going to say, I am in doubt. How say you? He'll use old fashioned language. How say you, House? And then they will take a roll call, one vote per state. And 27 or so of them had Republican delegations. Trump. 23 had Democratic majorities. And at the end, he would say, it is 27 to 23. The Congress has spoken. Trump is the president. And then he didn't have to say, and by the way, I'm still the vice president. This is Putin stuff. And, you know, you say, somebody said, oh, you know, Ron Johnson had the electors, the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket. It was a sneaky conspiracy. He was going to pimp for Michigan. Somebody else was going to pimp for Wisconsin and feed this stuff. He's got these fake electors have got to be prosecuted. You cannot let this conspiracy go by. This conspiracy is alive today. Trump is threatening violence. He's using these court proceedings to pay other people's lawyers to delay things. And he continues to say, remember, on his Truth Social, he reposted something about it was about a month ago that said this, F Biden and F you if you voted for Biden. And he used the full word. He uses the full words, but under FCC rules, if you quote him, believe it or not, there's an issue whether you get your license in trouble. He says these things. You'll hear them bleeped out. He's a violent individual and a treacherous individual who is controlled by Putin. Putin wants him in there. He will then genocide the rest of Ukraine and start threatening NATO. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 83. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 59. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 on Tuesday. For Tuesday night, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-60s. For Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 88.
Right now, it's 80.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This conspiracy to attack our democracy is not just the Green Bay suite. It's not just everything that I've talked. It even gets down to attacking voting. And we've already seen that in Texas. We've already seen that in Georgia. We've already seen it everywhere else. And I see you on the lines. I'll get to you as soon as I set out this segment, and then we'll get right to the lines. There's an article today. Scott Walker is being paid by the Republican Party or one of its affiliates $800,000 a year to drive down the youth vote. He advocated initially in January to raise the age to 21. Somebody pointed out that would take a constitutional amendment, but they're pushing that. This guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, said it should be raised to 25. He's another Republican clown running for president. And then Walker said, well, somebody pointed out to him that it's 18 because you can be drafted at 18. And if you're going to be serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, you should be able to vote. And he said, well, then we should lower the drinking age to 18. And that's fine. Go ahead. Except that about 35 years ago, the government bipartisan said if you lower the drinking age to 18, you lose 10% of your highway funds. And he supported that. So this guy is a fraud. However, he said that one of the problems with the youth vote is, this is his words, quote, they can't think for themselves, end quote, because they are so indoctrinated. In April, he said, young voters are the issue. It comes from years of radical indoctrination. They had a person named Cleta Mitchell, remember her? They're doing everything they can to take polling stations, voting booths out of dormitories. She said, quote, you know, they're lazy. They roll out of bed, they vote, and they go back to bed. That's baloney. That's false. I worked through college. So did most people I know. Don't give me that baloney. Now they're doing it with Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is a terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And they are trying to throw her out, the state Senate. They're going to put in a cleaned up version of a Gableman who will say that you can't have polling stations in dormitories. And you also can't use your ID from college to vote there. You got to go back to Ladysmith or Rhinelander or Janesville or wherever you come to drive down the vote. This is what they're doing. They think they can't win if they don't drive down the youth vote. So they call them names. They call them lazy. They call young people indoctrinated. They're not trying to increase the vote. They're not trying to have a platform, because they have no platform, that would cause young people to vote for them. They're attacking student voters. Be very aware of this. We're going to the lines. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Gordy. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I was
earlier you're talking about the 30% of the people who were up for impeachment, no matter who the president was at the particular time. And for years, I always said that the you could run Satan for president, and as long as you put an R behind his name, he'd get 35% of the vote. But I was wrong. He actually got 47% of the vote.
Right. Yeah.
One other comment is Netflix has got this series, How to Be a Cult Leader. And I just started watching it last night. They got Charlie Manson is on one of the segments, and then that Jim Jones is on the other. And that's a pretty good investigative thing on these guys and how they rounded up and brainwashed all these people to become their followers that would give up their belief in what is right just to follow this person. And it got me to thinking, I never really have said anything good about Trump. And I will say this, he is the greatest con man of our time. And he is one of the biggest cult leaders that ever existed. And that's the only positive thing I'm going to say about him. So end of story.
Well, to damn with faint praise. That's good. That's an excellent call. One of the puzzling things, and it's occurred to me too, is how really normal people, and some of them are people I have a high regard for, said they voted for Trump or they're going to vote for Trump. Now, remember something, not all of them did. I have a guy that I know is extremely conservative, but in 2016, he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. He couldn't vote for Trump. And he voted, there was a third party ticket, a Libertarian ticket, a couple of governors, remember that? And they didn't go anywhere. He voted for them. I've heard people today say, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I'll vote for whatever the green candidate's going to be this time. They always have a green candidate. It's like they had Jill Stein in 2016, and she cost Hillary Wisconsin. Hillary lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. Jill Stein got almost 40,000 votes. She certainly cost Michigan for her, because Hillary only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. You had the same thing back in the year 2000. That character, that idiot, you know, he wrote Unsafe at Any Speed. That was a good book. I'm blocking on his name, but he got a ton of votes, and he took Florida away from Al Gore. So here's the deal. First of all, even cult or no cult, 30% of the people, roughly average at any given time, want the president impeached. That's a pretty sad statement. Number two, we're going to dip quickly into history. During the Revolutionary War, it took a very extraordinary band of our founding fathers to hold it together. There was probably a majority of the people who didn't want to fight with Britain. They were British, and they figured, what the hell, maybe if they just stop imposing gas and or tea and stamp taxes on us. In the Civil War, there were a lot of people in the North who said, hey, this is enough. Let's put an end to the Civil War. Let them keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln was afraid that he would lose in 1864. He was afraid he'd lose. Thank God he won. So there have been substantial, there were people until Pearl Harbor who weren't at all inclined to get involved in a war against Germany or Japan. You have to have strong leadership. We have that in Joe Biden. But with Trump, we would have corrupt leadership who's being paid by Russia and paid by Saudi Arabia. He's a Russian asset. He's on the take. That's got to get through everybody's minds. Believe me. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Signing off for today.
Great show, man.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.